So with this announcement of the closure of 88 branches of the Bank of Ireland in the Republic of Ireland, we were reminded yesterday of a demonstration which took place in Ballymoat 4 years ago. People protested outside the Bank of Ireland branch there, concerned about the retention of banking services in the town and in the South Sligo region. And as we know now, Ballymoat and Tubbercurry are among the branches earmarked for permanent closure this September, as are Bundoran, Manor Hamilton and Drumshambo. And it is relevant perhaps to listen back to what some of the demonstrators had to say on that day 4 years ago.
It's terrible, really, because everybody goes to the bank on a Friday and stuff like that, you know.
Well, it's not very great, I know. Just people be stuck getting money out and end up in Sligo doing your business.
I think it's awful, but I don't think, and I think it's a big loss to the town and a huge loss in convenience to customers, as he will have to go to Sligo. So it's a big loss, and the building as well, what's to be done with the building. It's really devastating the towns. But I don't know, in the age of mechanisation and technology, what can really be done, because that's the way people are going.
Right, okay, and it's interesting to listen back to that, because many of the warnings and concerns expressed on that day, 2017, have come through. We're looking for your reaction this morning to these widespread Bank of Ireland closures. And as I say, in this area, it will affect Ballymoat, Tubbercurry, Bundoran, Manor Hamilton and Drumshambo. We're joined on the line now by well-known Bundoran hotelier and businessman Brian McInniff, and also by Dara Herity from Manor Hamilton, who's an auctioneer and who's family own a pub in Manor Hamilton. Gentlemen, good morning to you, and you're most welcome to the programme. Brian, what do you make of this? Correct me if I'm wrong, I was talking with someone from Bundoran yesterday who says that's the last bank gone from Bundoran. Is that right?
Yes, AIB closed our bank here some couple of years ago, in spite of the fact that our bank was better than the performing bank than Ballyshannon. But be that as it may, we had the Bank of Ireland still there, but now, of course, we could have suspected, because over the last 12 months it was closed down for a period of time. And now we're going into the summer season where at weekends, hopefully there'll be crowds of maybe 15,000, 20,000 people coming into town. A lot of cash to leave things quite dangerous, but it's a total rundown to the west of Ireland. There's no point in seeing any different people. Lost our post offices in some areas and garbage stations. And now the banks, I don't know where they're going to finish up. It's a devastation really here for people in the northwest.
Well, particularly as you say, for a town like Bundoran, which is so heavily reliant on the tourism industry, it's a strange decision, is it not to have any bank left at all?
Terrible, and with the fact that Ulster Bank, only last week, decided they were going to pull out altogether. You know, the central government need to take a look at this here and have negotiations with the Bank of Ireland about this. Is it really, it can't go on, it can't be allowed to go on. During the very bad times when the banks actually were shoveling out money and got the whole country into trouble, they were bailed out. And now, when there's a chance to do something for the people, they're pulling out. You know, it can't be allowed to happen. Central government needs to step in and see what's to happen here, because I know the areas of concern because I'm a Donegal man, but I live here close to Sligo Leitrim, and I know what's going to happen to those smaller towns as well. They need their banks like any other town needs them, but we in Bundoran definitely are going to be devastated here with the loss of the Bank of Ireland.
Okay, Dara, would you agree with that? What's the main reaction in Manor Hamilton to this announcement yesterday?
Well, look, Manor Hamilton, it services, you know, a very wide area. And it's a good business town, you know, it's a good place to socialise. But I mean, that bank would be servicing Drumahaire, Drumcairn, Black Lion, Glenfarn, Ross Inver, Kiltyclaher, Glenade, Glencar. And I really think that people are just angry. You know, they've just had enough. Francesca McDonough was on the radio yesterday on the news, and she was saying that they've reached a tipping point with the number of transactions that are done in branch decreasing by some percentage, somewhere around 50%, and online transactions increasing by 60%. I mean, if you reduce cash transactions in the counter and counter transactions in a branch to 10:37 a.m., between 10:37 a.m. and 11:26 a.m. on a Tuesday and some other random time on a Friday, you will surely have a lot less counter transactions. That goes without saying. If you pull most of the services out of the bank, or you're given a telephone number if you want to inquire about a loan, you will have reduced counter transactions. That's for sure. You know, this is just orchestrated obsolescence. So coming out and giving that as a reason, it's just, it's completely disingenuous. If someone's in trouble with a loan and you're selling those loans at 40 cents in the euro to a vulture fund, right, you know, you're going to have less counter transactions. So really, I just think coming out with that, it's absolute baloney. They do very good commercials saying that they're going supporting communities and supporting businesses. But I'd prefer if you just came out and was honest about it and said, we're giving the two fingers to rural Ireland. We don't give a damn about rural Ireland. We care about profit at any and all cost. That's, I think, Bank of Ireland's attitude on this.
Right, okay. Will it make a big difference, do you think, to the town of Manor Hamilton, or was this an inevitable move, perhaps precipitated by the COVID situation?
To myself?
Yeah. Well, just in general, business in general, is it, I mean, how are businesses feeling about this Manor Hamilton, or do they see it as something that was inevitably going to happen?
No. As we said, it's orchestrated obsolescence. That's, like, they've obviously been planning for quite some time now, you know? Obviously, those figures that you was given about the reduction in counter transactions, those figures would include COVID, when retail is shut, pubs and the entertainment industry is shut in the town. You know, and Manor Hamilton is a good night. It's a good town to socialise in, and it's a good nighttime economy. So, I mean, it's the only cash machine that's left is in Bank of Ireland. And we really, really need a bank cash machine in this town. So I would hope that AIB will step up, maybe put one in. I hope that they are backing Brave. You know, yeah. We still have AIB left, thankfully. And we have to keep them in the town.
Yeah, okay.
We badly need cash services in the town.
I know there's been many weekends when there's been no cash available from any cash machines in Manor Hamilton. Brian, again, question. Were we always moving towards a cashless society? This was something, the argument is, that was always going to happen. And you said yourself that bank services have been reduced in recent years. It was always going to happen, and maybe it's just been speeded up because of the COVID situation.
The COVID situation definitely had a huge influence. It went from 25% to 50% during that period of time, and that was drilled out by the lady yesterday when she was speaking there on the morning. I was listening to Radio 1 at the particular time yesterday morning when she was interviewed, and she was quite matter-of-fact about the whole lot. She's no, these people, Niall, have no feel for the North West at all. Mum, whatever, you know, and this can't be allowed to continue. And what's going to be worse, Niall, is you're going to have only two pillar banks now, and there's going to be no competition, and they'll be fit to set the... We're paying the highest interest rates in all of Europe here in this country, and the highest bank charges as well. It's unreal what's taking place, and it can't be allowed to happen. Our politicians need to step up to the plate from all the sides and take this Bank of Ireland situation with them. Because no more than the Manor Hamilton situation, at least you have one bank. We have none in Bundoran. You can think on a busy Sunday here that we have 20, or weekend, never mind Sunday, because there's 25,000 people here in the town of Bundoran. It's going to be impossible to manage. You know, and they're talking about pushing it out to the post offices. Post offices, particularly in Bundoran, is a very good post office, will handle it as best they can, but they're not banking people really as such per se. And it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's a terrible slap in the teeth for the people here in Bundoran and in the Northwest, what has taken place.
Okay, and you said it can't be allowed to happen. So, I mean, and you say politicians, local politicians need to step up. I mean, I don't know if it's something that the minister responsible can step in and do something on, because it is a private bank and they can obviously... presumably do what they want. And I was listening to the minister on RT Radio 1 yesterday evening. But do you think it's something that should and could be prevented from happening?
It can definitely be prevented at this stage. Now is the time to do it. And then we cannot afford to let them away with this here. It's very high-handed what they've done, especially after what happened with Ulster Bank just in the previous days before it. You know, where is it going really in this country? You know, we have to have some sort of support for the people, and particularly people in the Northwest. Like, I mean, I was looking at a report there in the Democrat there last week, where Donegal has the lowest earnings in the entire country. Mm. And, you know, it's it's unbelievable because you go down to the town of Dunloe where they've taken a branch out. I wouldn't know Dunloe very well if you're walking down there. And it's a good sized town. The Morton and Hamilton service is quite a big catchment area. And they leave them out their bank. It's not fair. It's unreal that what's been allowed to take place by these banks that were bailed out.
Yeah.
Only some couple of years ago.
Well, that's exactly it. Darragh, would you echo Brian's views there that something can and should be done about this and that the politicians have a responsibility here?
Brian's absolutely right. They have a huge responsibility. The issue is that the banks have been running rings around politicians in Ireland for years. I hope that this time maybe the politicians will stand up to them because it is a situation where the tail is wagging the dog when it comes to the banks. You know, and they're coming out telling us this stuff yesterday. You know, when it comes to these type of closures, they're just not to be trusted. And I think that politicians now is the chance to stand up to them, because it's Manor Hamilton today and Bundoran today. But I mean, which branches are next? This isn't going to be good for people for the branch in Sligo Town either, because that, you know, you're going to need to bring your sleeping bag to go in there to sort something out, because they're going to be coming from all angles with Tubbercurry and Ballymote closing also. So it's absolutely, politicians need to get on it and get on it straight away.
Okay, a final question to you, Brian, and it's something I think you've mentioned already, somebody making the point, ringing in, making the point, Bundoran is a tourism town, they need to have a bank. Imagine explaining to visitors when they come to Bundoran if there's no bank available.
You can't explain it really, because at one stage we had two banks and we had a part-time credit union. We have nothing now except for dependent on the post office, which is not a banking and such. They'll do their best in the post office. But it's unbelievable that the people coming in, and 70% of our business is north of Ireland. And, you know, you need cash type of transactions there because they'll want to change their sterling into the euros. And that can't happen anymore.
Brian McNiff, Darragh Herty, many thanks for joining us on the programme. Not surprisingly, lots and lots of reaction to the bank closures, the ones that were announced yesterday. An absolute disgrace. What a disgrace. What about older citizens who can't bank online and need a helping hand that was readily available to them in their local banks? And it's another historic building left derelict on our main street. I don't know which particular town they're referring to. Disgraceful, says Breda. Let's all vote with our feet and protest. Ballymote will now have no bank at all since the Ulster Bank closed some years ago. The Bank of Ireland was the only bank in Ballymote left. Shame on them. The citizens, that's us, bail them out of trouble. Now look what they've done to us. They don't give a damn about anybody, just like the Tories in the UK, says someone else. Denise says, it's absolutely shocking. Not only Ballymote and Tubbercurry, Charlestown closing as well. The people in that area will have no banking service whatsoever. Save Manor Hamilton branch, says Gráinne. Spare a thought for our elderly and vulnerable who don't use internet banking. Stop forcing older people into decisions. Charlestown Bank of Ireland is closing as well. Niall, you didn't mention that. Sligo will be the nearest Bank of Ireland. It is terrible for local people, especially the elderly, says someone else. Helen says it's a sign of what's to come. Banking online, payments of bills online, any transaction that can be made from your living room, hence banks will close. Close shops selling online, that's coming down the track too. It's so sad, and soon it's getting to the stage where people will have no jobs. Well, I refer to that demonstration there was in Ballymote on this very, very issue back in 2017. And one of the speakers on that day, on that particular demonstration, was our next guest, Seamus May from Sligo, who's been a long time campaigner for banking reform. Seamus, good morning to you. And thanks for being with us this morning. Is it a case of I told you so? From your point of view, you foresaw this happening. You did.
Yes, I have been co-chair of the Public Banking Forum of Ireland since back in 2014, and we have written about this, and we've talked about the consolidation across the European bank sector. Year in, year out, we have been with every political party. We have worked so hard, Niall, but this was always coming. I mean, what this announcement yesterday was, it's an affront. It's an affront to postmasters and it's an affront to consumers and the citizens of Ireland. You know, when we had the bailout, 10-odd years ago when the banking bailout took place, there were commitments entered into to the Troika and to the EU, because don't forget there was a massive amount of state aid granted to the pillar banks in Ireland. And there was commitments made to introduce competition into the banking market in Ireland. And that simply hasn't happened. In actual fact, competition has gradually ebbed away and we're really down to the two pillar banks. Now, just in relation to Ulster Bank, let's be clear about this. The Ulster Bank announcement last week was not just a unilateral decision that, oh, Ireland isn't going so well for us, so we'll pull out. What is happening across Europe is there's a huge consolidation taking place. So the Ulster Bank NatWest, they pull out of Ireland, somebody else pulls out of the next country, and eventually we whittle it down to a couple of pillar banks in each country throughout Europe. Now, just on the post office is a treasured asset of the people of this country. And what's happening now effectively is that Bank of Ireland are taking it over, at least insofar as its ability to bank for the people. Bank of Ireland are getting a free pass. Postmasters, the post office network has been declining rapidly over the last 10 years and it will continue to decline unless and until the government there's going to be a bailout needed for the post office in terms of about 20 million a year initially until we get the post office up and running and introduce proper banking service into it. That's a slightly different issue. But just going back to the postmasters and consumers, they're being treated like slaves, like serfs at the moment. Nobody's son or daughter or cousin or anybody wants to come and take over a post office in Ireland. Yet they're it's a massive network. And what we're allowing Bank of Ireland to do if we go ahead with this is to really hijack our prized asset and use post offices as a cheap front of house bank for themselves while they cut costs and close branches. And one very important thing, well, there's a few points that I should make. One very short one, of course, is to refer to the Irish Constitution, Article 45, subsection 2.4. And that says that in what pertains to the control of credit, the constant and predominant aim shall be the welfare of the people as a whole. Now, that's not happening. This is not about the welfare of the people. It is about the welfare of Bank of Ireland.
It's interesting you should quote that, because I was just about to ask you that. I mean, at the end of the day, and I think it was Brian McNiff who said that the banks are only interested in profits, which we all know that. It's never been anything but. So why would people be so surprised that this is happening? Has there to be a social and community aspect to banking services in this country?
Yes. Banking doesn't have to be profit maximising. Don't forget, banking throughout the century was always to facilitate trade. Banking wasn't an industry or sector of itself. It was just a facility to facilitate trade. Now it's become a huge part of every economy in the Western world, and it has bypassed the public interest. And this is just more of it that's happening. And I would like to draw listeners' attention to a report that was done in the UK, because most people don't know that Bank of Ireland operate the same arrangement with the UK post offices as they're proposing in Ireland. They're selling their wares through the UK post offices. Now, there was a report done in 2017 by a professor, what was her name? Professor Barbara Castle-Lukic. She's a renowned professor and expert in banking, etc. And she did a report on the post offices and the relationship with Bank of Ireland. And she found that the current partnership with Bank of Ireland should end. Right? She said that Barbara Castle-Lukic, she said that the partnership with Bank of Ireland has not delivered the expected and potential results for the post office. Our analysis suggests the revenues the partnership between the post office and Bank of Ireland has brought in remain significantly lower than post banks around the world, and has not delivered a full range of banking products for post office services. We really have to stop this from happening, Niall. We have to bring competition into the Irish Irish market. Whether it's a Sparkasse German public banking model, whether it's the New Zealand Kiwi Bank model, or whether it's a hybrid, we have to do what we committed to do, is bring competition into the Irish banking market.
Okay, all right.
And don't forget, we're paying up to 5 times higher interest rates in this country than our counterparts in France and Germany. So, like, our indigenous economy has been suppressed, and this move will suppress our indigenous economy even more. So this has to stop, and we will bring this to Europe. For what it's worth, we will be making a submission to the European Commission in relation to competition in the Irish banking market. I don't know whether we'll be successful, but any help and assistance and backing from the body politic would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, well, I suspect what has happened will help your cause in general in terms of support. Seamus May, thanks for your comments this morning. Disgraceful decisions, is this person a disgraceful government that would allow this to happen? Shame on this country, I say. Someone else says, the bank machines have been an absolute nightmare in branches, spitting money back out at you while you're trying to lodge money. It takes you half the day to do a transaction that should take less than 2 minutes at a counter. This lady says, hopefully credit unions will roll out banking across the country and there will be no need for these vultures then. Outrageous, says Patrick. They're turning towns into ghost towns. Soon there'll be nothing left. They don't give a damn about the older generation. They won't be closing banks in Dublin City, I'll bet. We're being forced online, says someone else. Ulster Bank leaving Ireland as well. They have to look at changing to Unpost or the credit union. Banks just don't deserve our business. But one person says it's the obvious way forward. Absolutely, I say, close the banks. All banking can be done online. Internet has been around long enough now, for 15 to 20 years. That's been plenty of time for people to learn how to click a few buttons, get with the times, or get left behind. I know plenty of old age pensioners who are fully able to avail of online banking.